It's been 1 year since Body Euphoria Inclusive Massage Therapy opened in Upper Lawrenceville. The business is run by Eli Shoemaker, a massage therapist who says he wanted to create a positive experience for his clients, especially those who identify as LGBT. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley started by asking Shoemaker about his original concept for Body Euphoria.
The original concept for Body Euphoria is pretty on point with where we're at now. The underlying principle of all bodies are good bodies. I know that from my own experience, being a body worker and getting body work all over the city, you still, when you're going to see somebody for the first time, you really don't know what they're thinking or what they're going to ask you or if they're going to use your incorrect pronouns. Or if they're going to say something about the way your body is, the way your chest is, or the way this looks, or the way this is. And even if that doesn't happen, it's always a concern at the back of my mind, and I'm a body worker. And I have found that to be true over the course of this year, that there are so many people in this community who need body work desperately, and they haven't gotten it for years and years and years and years because they don't feel comfortable going to a massage therapist and having to find out whether it's going to be a safe massage that's relaxing for them or if it's just going to be an anxiety-inducing experience, which is not what massage is about.
So how do you combat that? I mean, how do you make this space inclusive?
Well, first of all, the business is trans-owned and operated. We strive to be very radically body positive here. And continually examine all the things that that means.
What do you specialize in?
I specialize in myofascial release, but a lot of clients come to see me for injuries, chronic pain, what I like to call desk body. You know, you sit at a desk for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week or more. As listeners, I'm sitting in your cars. I'm sure that you know what I'm talking about. Your shoulders are hunched forward and you get that spot right between your neck and your shoulder and your, don't really know what it is, but yeah, everybody's got it. So people come to see me for that. I also specialize in treating people who chest bind, which is a thing that you see a lot in the transgender and gender nonconforming folks.
What's been the most challenging aspect of running this business?
The most challenging part for me has been learning marketing. That's not like a world that I came from. So that's been challenging, and it's a really important skill to have in any business. But I've definitely gotten better with it. I mean, jump into the deep end, right? That's been one of my major challenges.
Can you share or tell us some of what you've heard from your clients over the past year? Any anecdotes that like stand out to you?
I have one client that just really stands out when you ask that question. They have been coming to see me since I opened last year and regularly, like more than once a month, mostly like 3 or 4 times a month. And this is one of those people that I'm talking about, someone who's transgender and has some serious medical issues and health issues that really massage is the best answer for. And they've not been able to seek that kind of care. It's a progressive thing, the thing that they deal with, and it's something that we can slow with massage therapy, and so it's really rewarding to be able to see someone who needs the work that I do be able to get quality work and feel safe in the space that they get it.
So what's next? What are you looking forward to going into your second year?
This year I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot more clients. I'm looking forward to Pride this year. We're going to be adding services this year. I'm looking to add other practitioners. And we're expanding our retail this year, and that's exciting to me, too. A lot of the stuff that we make, or a lot of the stuff that we sell is stuff that we make in-house as far as foot scrubs and muscle rubs, and yeah.
Eli Shoemaker, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.